News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Unlawfully killing a pet should be treated as an offence akin to murder, not criminal damage. That is the call from a public petition that is up for consideration in the Dáil today. And Sandra Higgins, director of Go Vegan World, says murdering all animals should be an offence. Good morning to you, Sandra. Murder is a very strong term in terms of killing animals, usually reserved only for the killing of other humans. Tell me why you think this should change.
Murder isn't a phrase that I would use either. What Go Vegan World is an advocacy organisation. So what we do is educate people. Our role isn't to change the law, although we would like the law to be consistent because other animals share the same feelings and experiences in their lives as humans do. But rather than use words like murder or talk about changing the legislation, what we do is educate the public to recognise that in the same way that we know that cats and dogs have feelings and it's wrong to unnecessarily harm them, so do the other animals we use, mostly the farmed animals that we eat. They also value their lives, so it's wrong to breed them and use them as our resources or to kill them or to harm them.
Okay, a couple of things from that. First of all, I often think this is maybe where the arguments in favour of veganism fall down, and the animal rights arguments. If we don't breed them, they will have never lived. How do we justify saying that it is better for animals to have never lived than to have lived and died?
Well, I'll ask you the question, Ciara. You know, if a dog or a cat was bred and as soon as they were born, they were mutilated and they lived in a small concrete room. They never saw the outside. And within a few weeks, they were violently killed. Would you say that it was better off that they lived or better that they had never lived at all?
I take your point. And there are like chickens, et cetera, that do live under those circumstances. I think that's a very valid point, Sandra. But there are also sheep, lambs that live outside on hillsides in Ireland for all of their lives. They eat grass, they frolic around the place, and they don't seem to have any kind of constraints on their lives. They live fairly free lives out and about in the fresh air. And the same could be said of some cattle. There are animals that are bred for food that don't have dreadful lives. But free-range pigs, for example.
The argument still stands that it's wrong to take the life of somebody who doesn't want to die. We don't have a right to take their life. A lot of the arguments, the reason that people think it's acceptable to kill them is that they think that we need to eat them and they like the taste of them. So what we're saying is, even if a sheep is born and she lives outside until she dies, is it all right for us to, or, you know, lives for a few years and then we kill her? Is it acceptable for us to eat her because we like the taste? And I think most people, when they think about it that way, there's nothing intrinsically special about us that makes it okay to take somebody's life because we like the taste of them.
I think, first of all, people might find it funny that you're referring to a sheep as somebody, but I also think that still comes back to the argument, if you take it that sheep, that if they are living outdoors, if they are living a happy life, is it better that they never lived at all, or that they did live for 3 years on the side of a hillside or whatever, and then we ate them? I think this comes down to the fact, probably, that we do see the human species, like many, many other species, see other animals as food, and lots of animals, like there's a food chain, so foxes see rabbits as food, and you know what I mean? The lions see antelopes as food. So sure. that exists all over the planet, and that is our instinct, is to eat what is our food, albeit other animals?
I don't think it's so much an instinct. The instinct would be if it was necessary for survival. There's no other animal confining and breeding other animals in the numbers and the awful conditions that we are. The only animal that needs to eat another animal is a carnivore, and humans are not carnivores, omnivores.
Yeah,
so
true.
We can get all the nutrition that we need from a plant diet.
So do you think this petition that is being considered by the Dáil today, that we would view the killing of other animals as murder, you think that's too far? That's going too far?
It's not that I think it's going too far. I actually didn't see the petition. What I was sent by your show was a story about a dog being poisoned in Northern Ireland. It's not that I think it's going too far at all. It's just that it will ring fence a few animals. So it might be wrong, to kill a dog or a cat or perhaps a horse, but it'll still be acceptable to kill a pig or a chicken or a sheep. And there's no difference.
Okay. And is that what you're basically saying? Like, I have a cat and I previously would have had a dog, and I'm extremely fond of any pets I've ever had. I wouldn't dream of harming them, and if someone else did, I'd be outraged. Are you saying that we have some weird thing in our head where we view the killing of some animals as you know, unacceptable and other animals as A-okay?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And we're horrified by countries who eat cats and dogs. But, you know, we do the same thing to sheep and chickens and pigs.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Sandra Higgins, who is the director of Go Vegan World.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.